outer space. Point two light years crossed at a hell of a pace. Just turn the wheel and keep that smile on your face. Maybe someday soon you'll be a top trucker.
Trackers, Actress 5060 here. Since we seem to have missed Laid Butt Naked, spokesman for Lacon Spaceways during the recent office reorganisation, I'm going to step into the breach. And to be honest, I don't have a lot to do whilst the Thargoids are all self-isolating on their ammonia planets anyway. As we wait for the cleaners to find the box marked Muck This Way Up, for goodness sake, I will deliver the essential facts for week 232. Is it really 232 weeks? My, this chair is awfully comfy. I've happened to drop trucker like buck naked, just with added gravitas. The person who most blatantly ignored the stay-at-home recommendations this week is Commander Shattermage, who managed to jump a total of, oh my goodness gracious me, 50,278.8 light years, which is really a long way to go to walk the dog. Commander Mindwipe has obviously got absolutely nothing better to do, as he managed a total of 85,176 tons of cargo sold and accounted for. And we're very lucky this week because he managed to buy and sell the right amount without selling more than he bought as well. Our top mission runner this week was our guest on last week's radio show. It's that lovely Commander Millstone Barn, who racked up a total of 1,058 mission points. I think that pep talk when we were off air seems to have done the trick, so well done, Commander. Proving once again that he really is a bloodthirsty fellow, Commander Mizar Kurin, lovely chap, is still our top pirate killer with over 71 million credits from doing so. I understand that the dastardly Don may have a dartboard with your picture on it, Commander. Let's just hope he doesn't get the bullseye, or you'll be walking funny for a week. Taking the Hutton Rail replacement bus for a total this week was our very good friend Commander Intarius Fusion, who took a total of 609 passengers on totally unnecessary trips around the galaxy, just like we like it. As for the Hutton High Speed Run, oh, that's quick, isn't it? The record is still held by Commander Brett Riverboat at 1 hour, 22 minutes and 31 seconds, which still isn't 45 minutes. The fastest run so far in May is by Commander Malice XR3, who has beaten his time from last week to come in at 1 hour, 23 minutes and 56 seconds. It's good, Commander, but it's just not good enough. Are you seated by your televisual receivers, listening to this broadcast and imagining that if you had any beer, you'd pass it to a friend to hold so you could prove yourself even more worthy than the commanders who are mentioned this week? If so, you can visit the website hot.forthemug.com and download or register for the Hutton Helper. It's oh so helpful. And then travel the furthest, carry the most cargo, complete the most missions, carry the most passengers, or get to Hutton the fastest, and you'll join the ranks of the immortals who writes this rubbish, who've had their name read out on this radio show. And should you not already possess one, you'll earn a Hutton decal, which is lovely, which you can display upon each and every one of your ships and SRVs. Apparently, I'm going to get paid extra if I read out this message. Untop Trucker, brought to you by Lacon Spaceways, the only ships in the galaxy with a Have You Seen Buck Naked poster in every cockpit for the mug.